everybody, and we're back once again, the top of the hour here on the American Activist. And at the bottom of the hour, we're going to go ahead and switch the mic over to Ingrid Castle, my lovely wife, who is the director of Vaccination Liberation. And she's going to help us kick off National Vaccination Danger Awareness Week. That's going to be an interesting half hour of data for you to digest as we go into an awareness week, and she's kind of hijacking it for our purposes. And several different vaccination awareness coalitions are involved in this. So pay attention here at the bottom of the hour. We're going to go to Ingrid Castle. And right now we have Bart in New York. Bart, are you on the line? Oh, did we lose Bart?
No.
Hey, there you are. Oh, it's Arnold, not Bart.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can be Bart if you want me to.
That's okay. We'll call you Art because that's your actual name. Hey, thanks for calling in, Art. And what is your read on what's going on with the truck out?
I'm going to agree with Dwayne on something he said. And as I've talked to hundreds of drivers over the last 5-6 days, one
good for
thing
you.
I ask every one of them to do is go to Google Video, type in Dr. Corsi, then put in the dangers of the North American Union and watch that video, because just like Dwayne said, this involves every person in this country. And Dr. Corsi is going to tell you in that video, this is going to kill the middle class in this country. So that involves most of us.
Yeah.
So
left of the middle class is most of us.
Right. Well, we need to get everybody out there, and I do know that Aaron Russo did bring his volunteer base on board. They're supposed to be out handing out flyers, but people have really need to watch that video to see just how important this is, that everybody that can participate in this next 3 days.
Okay, can you give out the contact info for that video, too, again?
It's go to Google Video. And then type in Dr. Corsi, I believe it's Corsi.
Right.
The dangers of the North American Union. And at the
end dangers of the North American Union at Google Video.
Right. And at the end of that video, Dr. Corsi has a full-length DVD that he will give you for free if you just call their office or write them. He will mail that DVD to you for free.
You know, that is something else. You look at... none of the mainstream or the side stream networks are discussing the North American Union. None of the letters to the editor or the articles and local newspapers are discussing it. And yet, this thing is happening, and it's going forward at an absolutely record pace. I'm just shocked that the bad guys have been able to pull this one off under such secrecy, because I mean, the implications are huge. I mean, the merger of the entire Western Hemisphere into one corporate fascist exploitation zone should be news. But so far, they've been able to keep her under wraps. And obviously, this lifting of the borders so that Mexican trucks can come flooding in is a huge, huge component of the process. And what kind of... what kind of resistance are we getting in Congress? Are you getting any feeling that there's any members of Congress that are really standing on board here with the American people?
Well, I don't think Congress per se, but I did read the other day there are 13 states. Uh-oh, here it comes.
Yeah, here it comes. Art, can you hang on and can you come back after the break?
Sure.
Okay, all right, everybody, we're about to take a break. This is the American Activist on the Republic Broadcast Network, and we'll be back in a few moments.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator for a lot less than you expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at solar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar powered generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
There is one and only one National Populist News Weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $9. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFresh.net.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. The standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all shows and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in a standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccination, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Back once again on the American Activist here on the Republic Broadcast Network, and this morning we're discussing, we're getting your opinions on truck out, and what are you going to do for America this week? And right before we left the last break, we have Paul on the line, a trucker from the Northeast, and he's been heavily involved in publicizing this event. And the art, I've got to hand it to him, is one of the most dedicated patriots in this country. He's always trying to spread the word, using his job as a trucker to spread the truth to various folks who will listen, and he's supportive of all the really excellent activistic endeavors that are going on in this country. And Art, I want to just thank you for being there, and thank you for your dedication to this cause. And you were answering a question I had posed to you about, are there any members of Congress that are kind of standing up? Because what we have here is a policy coming from the Bush administration, and I'm completely convinced myself that the Bush family was sent here from hell to destroy America, and they're doing a very good job of it. And so are you getting any sense of any political authorities who are getting behind the truck out and are aware of the North American Union and are doing what they can, I think, in their limited authority? Because I think people give weight authority to Congress. I think they're just a useless debating society myself. But are you getting any feedback at all from the political realms as to what kind of support our endeavors are going to have from that arena?
Well, I read an article the other day that there's 13 states right now that have bills before the House to, if you will, for their state not to participate in this North American Union, and the article said Idaho just passed that.
Yeah, Idaho is one. The legislative session ended here a couple of weeks ago. Idaho is on record. I think they're called joint memorials. All they are is an acknowledgement that the state of Idaho is against or would be supportive of measures to repeal. And so the North America Union is one and Real ID is the other.
Right. Well, so we got 49 more states to go. It's one reason with this boycott, the people that can't make it to D.C., we're suggesting go to your state capitol. Make sure you get the signs on there. Let's let the state legislators know, hey, you're not doing this to us. And believe me, I know a lot of guys that are going to various state capitals because D.C. is just a bit far from them. But according to Wanda, we're going to have a good turnout in D.C. The other thing I wanted to bring up, I mentioned the one video for everybody to watch. Actually, Lou Dobbs has talked about this on his news show quite a few times. And once again, if you go to Google Video, type in Lou Dobbs, North American Union. And one of the things Lou Dobbs says at the end of his segment, he says, I can't believe the American people are going to let this happen. And I pose that question to everybody. Are we? Are we going to let this happen to our country?
No, that is, you know, Wanda Petey, who is one of the organizers of this event, we had her on the show last week, and she was just a ray of sunshine. And just what a bunch of hope that, you know, you put into the body of a certain person because she's so dedicated to the cause. And we closed out the program last week by her bringing up the David and Goliath scenario. The Bible is replete with examples of the people being at the edge of their rope. And then at some point, a miracle happens. And David and Goliath is one. David went there with his intent, and God was on his side, and he slew Goliath and brought about a significant bunch of changes. And that's a really excellent analogy for us to understand and internalize, because there is a lot of things going wrong. Our country is in peril. The federal authority, if you want to call it that, is taking us down a road that is not good for the people of this country on every single level. And if we're going to stop it, it's going to take a miracle, and that miracle is going to come from a critical mass of public opinion that deserves something better.
That's right, Don, and that's why everybody listening today should call, email everybody they know, get everybody you know involved in this, because if you don't, I guarantee a couple years from now you're going to regret that you did not get involved when you had the chance.
No, the time is now very much to stand up. You know, it's one thing to publicly question the Holocaust or 9/11 or Waco or Ruby Ridge or Oklahoma City. My gosh, these things are really starting to grow. And it's quite one thing to do that. But it's also quite enough to stand up and let people know that the borders, the northern border and the southern border of their country, is in the advanced stages of being erased. It's like the federal government for about the last 30 years has been working on erasing those borders, and we're getting really close to that time right now. And this is at the 11:45, it's coming up to the 12th hour here. And our people are completely generally unaware that this is taking place. So aside from the truck out, which is beginning, I guess, Eastern Time noon on Monday, we've got to make people aware of the larger issue, which is that we almost don't have a country anymore. And if you don't have a country, you don't have its laws. And if we want to continue viewing the Constitution as the supreme law of the land, well, it's going to be a little difficult to claim any constitutional rights for a country that doesn't even exist anymore.
Absolutely, Don. And I just hope people understand what you're trying to tell them, because that's another item I bring up, is that once this is complete, kiss the Constitution goodbye, kiss your rights goodbye, and when you're working for $4 a day, you got nobody to blame but yourself because you didn't get involved.
No, and that is true. Everybody, if you're a listener at RBN, you're probably rather sophisticated in your understanding of world events and historical events that have gotten us to this point. And so we even ran into a guy in Sandpoint, Idaho yesterday who'd been reading the Idaho Observer for a long time. He was going into the store in Sandpoint that had the paper, and he wanted to remain anonymous. Quite possibly is listening to the show now, and he had his reasons for that, and it was puzzling and curious and frustrating to us, because we know that these things are going on in this country, and we know that the bad guys are depending upon us being fearful and furtive and maybe whispering amongst ourselves that these things are going on. And it is at this time that we are, I believe, really being called upon to get there and state what we believe in fearlessness, in a level of fearlessness that David showed when he put a little stone in his sling and slung it at Goliath. And I believe the biblical analogies of people being at the end of their rope and standing up in faith and having miracles occur is where we're at now. If we don't stand up in faith, if we don't believe that we're supported by God and the universe, then we're going to continue accepting the fate that's been outlined for us by these bullies that don't seem to be keeping themselves in line. They keep on insulting us and injuring us to the level of our tolerance. And I believe that we're very much at the point now as Americans, as men and women who are self-reliant, self-responsible, freedom-loving, freedom-giving, compassionate folks, to stand up in faith and to do what's right. And we do have this thing coming up in about 50 hours, folks. We need to be standing up. And Art has been doing what he can, and I think you're an excellent example of what all of us can do. Get out there and talk to people. We've got a country to win back, one heart, one mind, one soul at a time. And we've got a rallying cry here. We've got a rallying point. And my prayers are going and my intentions are going that we're going to have a 100th monkey scenario taking over on Monday, and that truckers all over the country are going to get the point and participate. And I believe that Wanda is accurate, that we've got a good showing coming up in D.C. on Monday, and we'll just have to see how she goes. If it's to happen, then God's going to make it happen. And if God's going to make it happen, it's because the people are aware and are going forward in faith that miracles can happen.
That's right, and I loved her analogy, and I've used that quite a few times of David and Goliath, and I told her that, too. I thought that when I was listening to your show last week, I just thought, oh, that's great. I love that.
Okay. Now, Art, thanks so much for what you're doing, and everybody, get out there. Start talking to one another. Get out there. This is our chance. There is something everybody can do. Go to the website at SaveAmericaFund.com, and you can punch on the news button and get the flyers and get them out and post them. And everybody, when this show's over, if you've got a phone at your disposal, if you know a trucker, call them. If you're within striking range of a truck stop, go and paper it. You can just put it on the billboard or on the poster boards. I mean, every truck stop's got bulletin boards. You can post flyers there. You can also get out there and talk to truckers and hand each one of them a flyer. So everybody, get out there. It's our time now. We've got to step up to the plate. Art, thanks so much for your contribution. And we've got Mike on the line when we come back. And everybody, you are on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and this is the American Activist, and we'll be back in a moment.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since Healthy Coffee Blend pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. If you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released to the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
And with the bottom of the hour, we're going to be giving the floor up, so to speak, to my lovely Angry, and she's going to talk about National Vaccination Danger Awareness Week. And we've got two callers on the line, so quickly, let's get to both of them. We got Mike in California. Mike, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I gotcha.
Listen, my wife and I are two Americans that really are proud of what you're doing and thank God for what you're doing.
Thanks, Mike.
And I would like to emphasize, you being a newspaper man, I can only emphasize the effect that propaganda has on the people as a whole for a mindset or a mind change or mind control, as they put it today.
Boy, no kidding. That's why we call ourselves counter-propagandists.
Well, what I would like to do is just suggest to you guys that you get on the wagon with emphasizing in the gullible people, the naive people that have no idea that this is taking place, just how great this blackout of truth really is. Well, you're fighting a total blackout of the media in America. The people in Europe and the people in different parts of the world, they know what's going on in America, but the Americans are totally in the dark, and it's because these bastards have total control over the media.
Yeah, it's funny. Conversely, Europeans don't know a darn thing about what's going on in Europe.
That might be too. But they are aware that we've got an evil regime running this country. And we've got to do whatever you can to wake the people up that there's a propaganda blitz. It would make Herr Goebbels, Hitler's minister of propaganda, give America just about 100 on a test for propaganda.
No, they've done a really good job. Project Paperclip bought the best kind of propagandists over into this country from Germany that they could find, and it's pretty well been sewn into the fabric of this country. You're absolutely correct. People are mind-controlled, mind-manipulated morons, and it's all happening through the mockings on network television. So your comments are well taken, Mike. Thanks so much for calling in, and also thanks so much for your moral support, too, because it's comments like yours that really go an awful long way.
Let me just add one thing to that.
Sure.
Just in closing, I would just like to ask you to just as much as you can alert the people in your presentation that this is a reality. They're being blacked out from the truth.
We do that every month in the Idaho Observer because that's what we're doing battle with. I mean, I would just be working in my garden or something instead of doing this all the time. But we can't leave into the hands the network people to deliver the news. And so we've got to take it up ourselves. We've got to be the alternative. We've got to become the mainstream.
But when you have the opportunity, I just ask that you would give an opportunity to let them hear that they are being blacked out. Just
all right. Point well taken, Mike. Thanks so much.
God bless you.
God bless you too, Mike.
Bye.
All right. Clinton, Colorado. Cliff, you there? Hey, Cliff. Oh, did we lose you?
No, I'm here.
Oh, there you are. Hey, Cliff.
Hey, Don. Yeah,
hey.
Exactly. You spread the truth all the time. Just the last caller and everybody else get the Idaho Observer. You'll see for yourself. It doesn't cost very much and supports your cause.
Hey, no, I appreciate the comments. And by the way, we did. You forwarded us a photograph, and we put her in on page 2 of the IO this month because it was just a perfect example of what anybody can do.
Yeah, exactly. I was trying to get on RBN. I got on John's show last night or yesterday and talked about it. I've been trying. The phones are jammed. People are excited and they're hopping mad. They want to do something. But that's something that everybody can do. I mean, I don't have a lot of money, but everybody can go to a Copy or Kinko's Copy or the local support your local print shop. They sell bumper stickers. And you can go make up a bumper sticker that says Go Truckers April 23rd to 25th or Go Truckers against the Mexican Highway April 23rd, 25th, whatever you want to say. They cost like 90 cents a piece. Me and my friends bought like 50 of them. And we bought 20 of them at first, and then we got so many people wanting them. I just went and bought 50 of them, handed them all out. They're on trucks and cars, and it tells the truckers that we support them. I mean, come on, it's something simple, and 90 cents can go down there and spend $10 and get a few of them.
No, you know, it is really something too. We've got this thing happening in this country. Most people are completely unaware, and I would suspect that if you were to poll people, that you would find if you were just poll people off the street. Do you think that it's a good idea to erase the borders between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada and have one big, huge country? Almost everybody would say no. I just the knee-jerk reaction to such a question would probably be a resounding 80 or 90% that are absolutely just instinctively knee-jerk, not in favor of such a proposal, and yet that's what's going on. So if we can tap into that and at some point have enough people aware that it's going on, I think that the sheer weight and volume of people that would oppose this stuff would be overwhelming to the Bush administration, which seems to be, except for various Mexican nationalist groups, the only ones really in favor of this thing.
I hear the music. Thanks, Don.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling in, Cliff. And everybody, I'm signing off. I'm turning the floor over, turning the mic over to my lovely wife, Ingrid, and she's going to talk about national vaccine Danger Awareness Week. We'll be back in just a moment. You're on the Broadcast Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press, your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Conspiper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
available on Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite caster in MP3 format for just $20. To order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you could still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Okay, welcome back to the American Activist. You were listening to Don Harkins and several truckers around the country. We really stress how important it is to participate if you are a trucker, and if you're not a trucker, to go ahead and download some flyers. You can go to republicbroadcasting.org and get those flyers there on their website. They're really nice. I went ahead and posted it at the Flying J locally, and I've been calling all the truckers that I know that are subscribers to our paper, and a lot of them not know about it. So, you know, if you are at the grocery store and you see, you know, someone delivering goods, hand them a flyer. Get people souped up on this. It's really, really important that we get some mainstream media attention. A lot of people have no idea that our borders are literally being erased, and our whole Congress, our president, the judicial system are literally committing treason by erasing our borders and inviting 17,000 Mexican truckers across the border. But anyway, Don was generous enough to give me the phone and the air for the last half hour, because every year we like to make people aware of the dangers of vaccinations. And it happens to coincide with the last week of April, which is National Infant Immunization Week to some. And I'm going to go ahead and just read our press release that we are using to drum up support and try to get some activists on radio programs throughout the country. And that same press release is downloadable from our website at vaclib.org. That's vaclib.org. That's short for Vaccination Liberation. And I'm the director, Ingrid Castle. And we have been in operation for, gosh, nearly 10 years now, and really growing by leaps and bounds. We have 20 chapters nationwide, and there's certainly a lot of interest on our website. We get quite a bit of hits. We're even listed on Wikipedia as one of the number one anti-vaccination groups in the country. So we really need to make people aware, because I just talked to a woman last night, in fact, who works with disabled and autistic children, and she can notice the signs in adults, and mentioned how the killer at the Virginia Tech shoot had all the signs of autism. And so anyway, it's an epidemic. I think that a lot of people just aren't aware of how extreme it is. But anyhow, let me go ahead and tell you a little bit about some of these dangers and how our press release reads. The public health industry began recognizing the last week of April as National Infant Immunization Week in 1994 to promote the belief that vaccine has spared millions of children the ravages of childhood diseases. This year's celebration has expanded to include nations throughout the Western Hemisphere, and its promoters are cooperating with the observance of Vaccination Week in the Americas. Both celebrations will occur the week of April 21st through 28th. Nationwide, vaccine awareness activists are educating the public about the fact that organizers of Vaccination Week have ignored the contributions of improved sanitation and year-round availability of fresh fruits and vegetables and a decline of infectious disease rates. Vaccine proponents have vigorously denied the legacy of vaccine-induced epidemics and the burden upon families devastated by vaccine-related injuries. As public health departments proselytize the eradication of several infectious diseases as a result of mass vaccination programs, a counter-movement consisting of several activists, I'm just going to list a few. One is New Medical Awareness Seminars, headed by Dr. Sherry Tenney. Another is Voice of Safety International, headed by Don Matherlian, a professional engineer and a standards organization. People Advocating Vaccine Education, or PAVE, that's headed by Lisa Jelani in North Carolina, and Vaccination Liberation, myself, Ingrid Castle, and Dr. Leonard Horowitz and Dr. Tim O'Shea. And we are all dedicated to educating the public about the known dangers of vaccination. Vaccines are comprised of neurotoxins and carcinogens, including thimerosal, which is 49.6% ethyl mercury, aluminum hydroxide, and formaldehyde. And those are just a few of the poisons that are contained in vaccines. Vaccines intentionally contain specific pathogens that are cultured in science from both animal and human origin, and when injected, are capable of adversely modifying human DNA. So here we're adjusting our genetic code with these vaccines. Another problem is the unwanted pathogens ending up in vaccines, such as the millions of polio vaccines contaminated with simian virus number 40 that have been linked to the development of cancerous tumors. Even the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention admitted through its January 2004 release of Autism Alarm that 1 in 6 children now have a developmental or behavioral disorder, and 1 in 166 children are currently diagnosed with an autism spectrum disorder. Actually, the most recent figures are 1 in 150. However, the CDC denies the obvious cause of this nationwide epidemic, the dramatic rise in the number of vaccines that currently recommend for our developing children. To date, the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program has paid $1.2 billion to families who have proven that their children suffer permanent disabilities or have died from a vaccine reaction. Less than 25% of families who apply through this program ever get compensated. Many more families apply for compensation since they do not recognize the symptoms of vaccine damage. In 1990, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System was set up as a national database for doctors and healthcare providers to report adverse reactions from vaccines. It is admitted that less than 10% of doctors report adverse reactions to this reporting system. Even the small percent of the total speaks volumes about the relatively hidden epidemic of serious vaccine reactions, including permanent disabilities and death. Shockingly, there is no system in place to pull a batch of vaccine from the market. The manufacturer must voluntarily recall a batch of vaccine recognized as a hot lot, which is a batch of vaccine resulting in more adverse reactions than usual. This is why severely contaminated batches of vaccine continue to be administered to our children. There was a release of two important books in the last 4 years. One is Vaccine A, the covert government experiment that's killing our soldiers, and why GIs are only the first victims, by Gary Matsumoto, and Evidence of Harm, Mercury and Vaccines in the Autism Epidemic, a Medical Controversy, by David Kirby. These books have stocked ample evidence for parents to unite in collective outrage against the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices of the CDC, which recommends vaccines to be added every year to the schedule rather than reducing them. Both Matsumoto and Kirby are award-winning investigative journalists whose books shine bright lights on the institutionalized graft and collusion between the CDC, the Institutes of Medicine, the Food and Drug Administration, and pharmaceutical companies. What is most clear and well-documented in these two books is the lack of basic long-term vaccine safety studies, poor pre-license testing, inadequate adverse reaction reporting, non-existent follow-up to adverse reactions, mandatory vaccine laws, and the removal of unvaccinated population from vaccine studies, all combined to form non-scientific, pro-vaccine public health policy. So parents nationwide are calling for a reassessment and revamping of our government's current push for more and more vaccines for our most vulnerable citizens, infants, young children, and the elderly. They have vowed to use whatever creative means at their disposal to alert the public of the true dangers inherent in all vaccines. So as a result, this National Infant Immunization Week has gained a new meaning for activists nationwide, and which is why we call it Vaccination Danger Awareness Week. So if you'd like to download that press release and get it to your radio stations and newspapers, again, go to vaclib.org. That's vaclib.org. You know, I can't stress how important this is because I hear from people all over the country, whether it's through a phone call or an email, and the volume of my email has increased with people that are very frustrated. They live in areas of the country where they can't get their child in daycare, or the school absolutely doesn't want to acknowledge that they have a legal exemption. And many parents that decide not to vaccinate are also harassed or told that they can't be in the pediatrician won't be able to see their children if they are not vaccinated. And what we have found is that these places of the country don't have anyone educating the other people in their community. I've been working on this for, you know, over 10 years in this particular area in the panhandle of Idaho, and I found that as a result, there are many daycares that people can take their child to that don't require vaccines. There are legal exemptions, and this, you know, even a newsletter I noticed in our local area that was going to all the parents of the school mentioned right in the newsletter the exemption for parents that want to opt out of the compulsory vaccination program. But I go to other parts of the country, and there's a lot of obfuscation of the truth of what the law actually is. They put in the paper, no shots, no school. And so I encourage people to counter these articles by writing letters to the editor. We have on our website a lot of letters to the editor that people have printed, and they're posted there so that you can duplicate them. You can get ideas of how to word your own letter to the editor. And I know in larger areas, like, you know, cities like Los Angeles and New York, it's sometimes more difficult to get your letter in. It's important to get it under 200 words, and we have sample letters like that, too. And you don't have to say a whole lot. You can just correct the article regarding what the law actually is, why it's important to make an informed choice. And I usually end a letter to the editor with a thought-provoking title of a book, such as medical historian and PhD Harris Coulter's book. And I encourage people to get it at the library. I mean, this is an excellent book, one of the most well-documented books we have, and it's called Vaccination, Social Violence, and Criminality, The Medical Assault on the American Brain. If that doesn't get people's attention, I'm not sure what will. I mean, these things are going right into your bloodstream, and it's not being censored. You know, the normal portals of entry, of course, are through your airways, through your mouth, and through your skin, and these viruses are going right into your bloodstream, no censoring by the tonsils or the liver, and it really creates havoc in the body. So even though many people think, well, I certainly wasn't adversely affected, you may want to think again, especially if you're suffering from allergies or you have a tendency to have ear infections and different other problems. I see a lot of adults that don't realize that they have symptoms of vaccine damage, and then when we do a little closer analysis or they're seen by a naturopath, so the evidence is there systemically. So anyway, anyone that does have vaccines in their history has some kind of reaction. It just might not be as overt as many people expect. So anyway, I want everyone to totally get out there. And if you don't know about this topic, you know, there's so much on the Internet about it, or you can go ahead and go to the Idaho Observer website. That's idaho-observer.com. Just punch in vaccines. We've written lots and lots of articles. In October, Dewey Duffel, who does the website for Vaccination Liberation, he and I co-authored an article, and it was Why the Compulsory Vaccination Laws Must Be Repealed Now. We bulleted a whole bunch of salient reasons why it is important to overturn these laws, but we'll never overturn these laws if we don't have enough people woken up on the issue demanding that they be repealed. So, and this is just a little food for thought. Back in the late 1800s, when they passed the Vaccination Act, making smallpox inoculation compulsory for the entire population, most people don't realize that 90% of the people were absolutely opposed to them. Many people were going to prison for refusing these vaccines, and the smallpox vaccine was quite deadly. I mean, there were a lot of children, as well as adults, that died as a result of the Vaccination Act. And it wasn't until 1891 that they made the conscientious objection clause easy enough for most people to obtain. But in the meantime, many parents of children were going to prison for refusing to get the inoculations for their children, just trying to save their progeny from the assault. So, you know, if they had 90% of the population absolutely opposed the Vaccination Act, we certainly have a lot of work to do. And I'm just, as an American activist myself, I want to encourage listeners to get active and involved, because the only thing that has created change in this country and in history is the activities of a few individuals. And it's amazing how much one person can make a difference, seriously. I mean, I never believed that I would be doing this work, but I realized, coming from a family that knew better and did not vaccinate, that my rights are being threatened. Oh, I got a John in New York on the line. Hi, John. We're coming close to a break, so do you have a question real quick that I can answer after the break?
Sure. Well, I got a couple things. Number one is, you know, I'm an activist in my area also, and the health department, boy, they just put you down when you try to fight them and whatnot, and they're getting federal money, which is a big plum for them. If they don't get it, they're shutting you down. But the electric foot baths for detoxing, is that any advantage for trying to get the heavy metals back out of you? And also the idea of voodooism and spiritualism, where the vaccines are made like from animal parts and like that, and you have the voodoo people taking animals and doing stuff, now they're injecting it. Is this like an overall electronic change of our bodies to maybe do something of that nature?
I would agree. It is voodoo medicine. But anyhow, let's address some of this stuff. How you counter some of this health department hype. It's always a follow the money. But anyhow, let's go ahead and we'll have the break, and then we'll go ahead and address John's question in New York. So you're listening to the American Activist on the Republic Broadcast Network.
I have this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SolidWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and the no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home. The kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website EarnMoneyAtHome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Okay, welcome back to the American Activist. John had called just before the commercial break regarding, how to detox from some of these heavy metals and mentioned these baths where they have these electrodes in water and it pulls heavy metals out through the electrical energy in the water, pulling it out through your feet. And we've seen countless examples of in fact, I've been to health shows, and I have a friend that has one of these machines. And, you put your feet in these tubs of water while the electrodes are going on. You'll see the water just cloud up with all kinds of garbage that appears to be coming out of your body. And actually, a lot of people swear by them and say that they have been very effective. I don't have a lot of personal history. We are really focusing our organization on empowering people to say no. And basically, to me, the most fundamental human rights is the right to own your own body and to decide what will or will not be injected into it. You know, just so I want to decide what you will or will not eat or will or will not drink. My gosh, deciding what will be injected into your body or not certainly should be the most foundational of human rights. So where our focus is a little bit more on that edge of it, but I have to say that our co-director, Donna Carrillo, she believes she suffered quite a bit of vaccine damage, and she's been regaining her health, and she wrote an article that was in a past newsletter, and she went through all the items that she found very effective, and one thing she highly recommends is these magnetic clay baths, and they're actually very reasonable, and they have stats on their website. You can go to magneticclay.com. It's magneticclay.com, and they have studies of people that have done the very expensive chelation of their children that were showed very high levels of both mercury and aluminum in their system, and they were diagnosed of having whether it was autism or hyperactivity disorder, some, you know, kinds of problems as a result of these metals. And anyway, found that for a fraction of the cost, the magnetic clay baths were much more effective in pulling out these heavy metals than the chelation itself. And so, you know, we've been highly recommending, and we get testimonies from people that are so thankful they found out they have different kinds of baths, one specifically for aluminum, another for the environment. You know, but anyhow, they have different types of baths that focus on different types of toxins that have accumulated in the body. And I personally highly recommend making sure your liver's in good working order. We always send people to herbdoc.com. That's Dr. Schultz's website. He has some excellent newsletters in PDF. You just go to herbdoc.com. And, I mean, if you can afford to print these out, they're fabulous. If you request them with an order from the Item Observer, I have several in full color that a lady has generously donated to me that focus on the colon, the digestive system, and the liver. But we're coming to the top of the hour. I've talked enough. But, yeah, go ahead and feel free to call me with any more questions at 208-255-2307. And thank you, everybody, for tuning into the American Activist this Saturday.
True.